The bucket is full. The Tim tickets are ready, and you're already calling for it. It is.
Here we go.
Oh, well, it's up.
Cha-cha.
It is a will. It flows.
Will it flow?
And this scores you those passes for Tim McGraw. And going into the tank, as we are very livestock-oriented today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and this may or may not be the perfect Valentine's surprise. You see, we just did that.
Mm.
Took some shopping off your plate.
Oh, for Tim McGraw tickets? I didn't know if you meant the Bad Bunny squishy.
But no.
It is a Bad Bunny edition of Will It Flow today. And it's not actually Bad Bunny because, you know, we have a no live animal policy on the show. We can't just, you know, be chucking bad bunnies in there willy-nilly.
Yeah, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about all this.
Just his Super Bowl performance alone.
I know, for crying out loud. Boyd in Clifton says he's a floater.
Mm.
And upper management has chimed in on this situation.
Is
my
that
daughter
right?
just texted me in saying, yes, he will float.
Okay.
If it's a squishy.
The kids know about squishies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it is a squishy, one of those little aesthetically pleasing, kind of like stress ball type things that are all the rage and have been for quite some time right now. And he's a sizable squishy, too. He's a big bunny, but he's also a bad bunny. He's got his eyebrows pointed down. He's got a teardrop tattoo.
And he's got a smile, but I don't know that that's like a friendly smile. I think it's more sinister.
Bad Bunny over there has seen some things.
He's also got some girth to him. I will tell you, he is not a light bunny by any stretch of the imagination.
And just in case, I do want to say, because we're having a Bad Bunny edition of Will It Flow today, there is an alternate broadcast available, an alternate Will It Float, where we have a kid seeking a rock.
I mean, or we could just put Kid Rock in the tank.
No
over
live
there.
Animal policy,
well,
Heather
I
Lee.
Know.
It is a very bad bunny, but is it a
naughty,
buoyant
naughty
bunny? But we're not sure what this bad bunny squishy has inside of it. And I think that's ultimately what's going to determine whether it is a buoyant bunny or a sinking bunny on the whole thing. And you love squishing this
it
thing.
It is.
You
so
were
satisfying.
Having a blast over there. All right. So early returns and early opinions are that he is going to sink. My kiddo thinks it's going to sink. Your kiddo thinks he'll sink.
She said float.
Oh, okay.
I'm going with sink.
I'm going to go with float. But nonetheless, here we go. The opinions that really matter. We go to our two contestants on the Hank FM lines, and he is Hank fan number 9 out of the Cleburns, Brandon. Welcome to Will It Flow, Brandon.
Good morning.
You're Hank fan number 9, Brandon, and our Hank fan number 10 this fine morning out of the Cow Town. It is Tow Truck Tony. Welcome back, Tow Truck Tony. Welcome to Will It Flow.
Hello.
All right. Hello. Now, gentlemen, you're both familiar with the squishies, right? Like the stress ball type things that all the kids love.
Yes, sir.
And they're all made of different things inside of it, and that's probably what's going to determine this. Now, I don't want to cut Bad Bunny open because it looks like Bad Bunny might cut me back.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a teardrop tattoo already.
There's a shank in there somewhere.
Do not taunt Bad Bunny. But we will put him in the tank, and it's your first call. First dibs on this one, Hank fan number 9, Brandon, out of Cleburne. What do you think the Bad Bunny squishy will do? Will it float? Will it sing?
I think it'll float.
All right. Wow. A float from Hank fan number 9, Brandon. Okay. So, Tony, you are hoping it does what?
I got to go with sing.
Sing.
I believe it might be neutral buoyant.
Oh, neutral buoyant, possibly. Hmm. Oh, my. Well, that would change everything, and that would truly be a bad, bad bunny.
Naughty, naughty bunny.
Not good.
Ain't a bad bunny.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. To the tank of transparency we go, and as we broadcast and stream live so you can see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page right now. Ooh, I bet we get some international followers with Bad Bunny fans out there this morning. That's what we do. We need to work up our Puerto Rican numbers. Okay, here we go. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine a winner for the Tim McGraw tickets. Bad Bunny's ready?
Yes, sir.
Heather Lee's ready?
Yes,
in
sir.
3, 2, 1. Down goes the Bad Bunny, and he plops down to the bottom, and he comes right back up, and he is bobbing. He is floating right now, and it looks like he's just going with the waves. He is hopping,
woo,
if you will, and the time has elapsed, and look at that, defying gravity and the odds.
Oh.
launch an FCC probe into this one because we've got a buoyant bad bunny. Congratulations. Look at that. You got it, Brandon, out of Cleveland. That could have went, obviously, either way. Of course, every week it can go either way. It's a 50-50 game. That's kind of how it works.
I was hoping this might clean him up a little bit.
Your new coworkers, it'll be 50-50.
You were hoping it would clean the tank?
Well, it would clean something, and that will not be happening.
No, he's a bad bunny.
When will that tank be clean?
Doris,
not
please,
with somebody
help.
So bad in there. Well, congratulations, Brandon. You are going to Tim McGraw, sir. Well done. Tony, get yourself squishy. We appreciate your salute, as always. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
My daughter's got plenty of them.
See, they all do, right? When it comes down to it, Bad Bunny, Super Bowl halftime performer, perhaps. Controversial, indeed. But buoyant, oh, yeah, he's a floater. There you go.
I bet you he's more than half under the water.
There it is. Woo! Thank you.